Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me I've got Natalie, who plays Brightforce.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hey, everybody. You got it right.
Did
this time.
I thought of it earlier. I was like, I gotta make sure I get that right today. Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
Hello, everybody.
And Rob, who plays Demon.
Diamond?
Demon. Because that's how you pronounce the fucking A-E. I'm gonna pronounce it and mess with you now. Demon.
Good.
Lemon.
It's Demon. It's lemon with a D. That's how you pronounce it.
David.
Yeah. And now you might actually get my name's correct. David. Because my other name is
Day, and not instead of Day.
Yes, but my other name is
Demos.
Would
now they're pronounced differently.
Very close. You're still a bastard.
All right. Listen, would Luna accidentally call him David?
No.
But she could call him Lemon.
Lemon.
Because you never really met my actual persona.
Oh, okay.
When you're being sour, she calls you Lemon. All right, so...
Sparkle pants.
Wow. I was going to give you guys a question, but you are in luck because I can't think of one right now. Oh, so
I was ready to
wait
type.
For part two.
Wait, think of something. You can do it.
You can do it!
Let's do something easy. Favorite ice cream flavors.
Are we talking in character or are we talking just us?
Okay, wait. I need to do research on it because now I'm worried that it's just a thing in Illinois.
That's fine.
Natalie. Rainbow sherbet.
No, I was thinking of something else.
Rocky Road.
So what there
would
was,
Luna like?
There was, it was the Superman ice cream.
Yes, that it's, is a
do
thing.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
is that just an Illinois thing or is that everywhere?
It's internet. It's national.
So whatever. Okay, so we're going to go with our brand that we get from... Woodman's, Hudsonville ice cream, and they call it Super Scoop ice cream. It is blue, yellow, pink, I think, are the colors.
Okay.
There's really no flavor to it. It's just
sweet.
Okay.
That's Luna's favorite.
It's just colorful.
That's Luna's favorite. And what's Natalie's favorite?
My favorite is Oreo. All
right, moving on. All right. Mike/Blastar.
No.
Rico.
Mike likes just about anything, you know, it's food, so, you know, but I think I will go with what I was trying to suggest for Luna here, and that would be the Rainbow Sherbet, because that's delicious and
it
good.
Is. I haven't had Rainbow Sherbet in forever.
Oh my god.
I keep finding Rainbow
Sherbet.
That's
why I know. That's why I knew, because I literally thought this morning, I was like, you know, Paul, I feel like Paul needs to ask, like, what's his favorite ice cream?
Did you really?
Yes.
Same wavelength. I had not said anything about it.
And I was like,
it.
Superman.
And what's Rico's?
That is Rico's.
Oh, okay.
Mike's is anything.
Okay.
oh, ice cream.
Well, I...
Slash Dylan.
I guess I'd go with the green tea mochi.
I knew it was coming. I was like, I'd bet money on it, but I didn't do it.
And me personally, I'd go more for the turtle sundaes.
I have seen you eat a turtle sundae, so I was it good, by the way? Yeah, that place is pretty good, but I don't want to mention the name on podcast because it would really localize us. all right,
don't worry, I can edit it out.
No, it's fine.
Beep.
No, it's the Culver's flavor of the day when they do turtle. When I drive past, I have to stop.
Mm-hmm. It's like flavor of the day. Ooh.
Ooh.
Rob, your favorite, and then Damos's favorite.
My favorite would be the Reese's ice cream.
That's good.
Chocolate and peanut butter, my favorite combination.
That is your personal?
My personal, yep.
Okay, I was ready to type. I was like, that seems really off for him.
I'm not sure how to actually pronounce this correctly.
Demon doesn't like ice cream.
Is it the charcoal ice cream, like the black?
It's going to be like the gelato, because it's
spiffy.
Pagato.
Oh.
Pagato.
Oh god, I'm gonna have to spell that.
Okay.
you see what I searched though.
Yeah, but that's not
something.
That's literally just the Greek name for ice cream. That there isn't. It isn't special.
The Greek name for ice cream.
Read the description. It is the East. It is European version of it. Of ice cream.
I literally have
That's the Greek word for ice cream. I know that word. It's the Greek word for ice cream.
Ladies and gentlemen, my brother's a moron.
I Google searched Greek ice cream.
It'd be bagato.
Oh my god.
That's the Greek word for ice cream.
So Demon's a pretentious asshat. What's your favorite ice cream? Well, I like this specific type. It's just ice cream.
Orchid bagato. Because
oh my god, it is just ice cream.
I know. I wasn't bullshitting. I knew the answer.
That's good.
So, you got a flavor for him? Or
yeah, just going with...
Oh, okay.
Do you want, like, what flavor do you think he would like, though? Because I have Google Translate open.
Just put in Greek lemon ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Hey, lemon.
Lemon, got it. Moving on.
Hey, there's one more person.
Paul.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
You did all the players. We got to do you too.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Come on. Lemon ice cream is pagato lemoni.
I guess my favorite would probably be...
Reese's.
Not gonna Reese's. Be that.
Rainbow sugar.
I like the raspberry, chocolate raspberry.
Yeah.
Like usually from Culver's because that shit's too good.
I also like cherry, but...
chocolate cherry is good, too.
I thought you were going to say cherry Garcia.
Oh, or Rainbow sherbet is just easier to come by and Bing it's a lot cherry cheaper.
Ice cream is really delicious. And maybe that might actually be better now that I'm thinking about it.
Cherry, chocolate, chunk, blue bunny.
That's bullshit. Who remembers where we were at last time?
The vault had started to open, and a lot of powerhouses showed up in no time.
Oh my god, it was beautiful.
The only real powerhouse that didn't show up is Primus.
Yep, we had.
And there's a reason he didn't show up.
He's busy.
He's always busy. Yeah.
Yes, but also the same reason why not every cabinet member in the presidency goes to every meeting.
Designated survivor.
Exactly why I thought he didn't show up.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking about that with, like, in the middle of that one, too. Like, you know, everybody's here. Yeah. We might want people elsewhere just in case.
Superluminal wasn't there. Subluminal 2 wasn't there.
Yeah.
There were probably 70% of the real true hits. 60% of the heaviest hitters showed up because they were ready to blow whatever the hell it was off the planet Earth.
Yep. We had Claw, we had Saren, we had Archon, we had Jin Long, we had Inferno, we had Jolly. Nightmare, we had Jolly Detroit. Yep, Jolly. We
now
had.
Here's a question for you.
Bridget did not.
Did Cobalt show up?
No.
Yeah, because it's out of his jurisdiction, right?
And he doesn't want to fight with Jolly.
That's not a fight. It's like, dude, do you need help?
No.
What do you want?
Oh, Amara was there, too. Tenzi was there.
Yeah.
They don't know that she's badass, but you guys can tell she's badass.
Yeah, we already know because she sped there.
Game recognizes game, and she's a scary girl.
Yeah.
And so, I imagine the Battlemaster fighter checks her out and is like, your HP... higher than me. Are you sure? No, I'm sure. Yeah.
How is that possible?
AC, higher than me. I got a 30.
How?
That's cute.
I'm glad that I have to.
Imagine if I was my blade singer.
Was 9 there with us? Or?
No, 9 did not show up.
No.
9 did not show up.
She's doing her work. She's doing her job.
Actually, perception checks from everybody. I should roll.
Oh, I rolled good.
Something for.
But it's definitely not going to be high enough.
Probably not.
Oh. I can probably.
Okay.
Oh no. I got a 1.
Uh-oh.
16 plus 2.
Is this person wearing a neon sign?
Who rolled less than a 19? Who rolled a 19 or higher? Because that's her stealth plus.
Yo.
Holy shit.
I had 18.
You spot 9 about 3 buildings over with a sniper rifle.
Oh.
What?
All right. Yeah, I rolled a 16 plus 9 for 25.
Yeah. She sees
I might have seen her during a jump.
She sees you look. She sees you see her and goes...
I just envision, like, I see the lens flash from the sniper rifle, like, in video games.
And then you get a text. Don't tell them.
Don't specifically don't tell her.
Thumbs up emoji.
Yeah.
No. There has to be.
I'll just. Yeah, I won't even respond. I'll just give her a thumbs up.
Hey, Mike. Said don't tell. It didn't say don't think about it.
You see the lash go. You see the lens cat go.
Nine is scary sometimes.
Nine is scary.
Our handler.
The impression you get. Okay. Because with a role that well, I'm going to give it to you. She's been following you.
Yeah, and I figure she follows me specifically because I'm the stupidest.
She posts up somewhere she's got vision and then is ready to fuck something up if need be.
Yeah. How old does she look?
That is a rough question because A, you don't ask a woman her age.
I said, look, I didn't ask her age.
Yeah, she could be anywhere from 20 to 50.
It's also hard because you know. People age differently now.
Well, she's been a super for her whole life, so she really could be any age. You know that she's at least 30, but she's probably a little older than that because Zeus talks to her like a complete equal, and then Zeus is the kind of guy he'd do that to anybody. So
yeah,
you get the impression she's at least 30 with how she acts.
AKA too old for the
you listen to her speech patterns, and because you're smart enough, you figure out, okay, she's roughly in this age group.
Oh, roll me an intelligence check. I'll give you that.
Straight intelligence?
Insight plus intelligence. If you're proficient in insight, and then add your intelligence one.
Are you proficient in insight?
I am not.
Then roll intelligence. Straight intelligence.
Which is plus 6, right?
I rolled a 17, plus 6 for 23.
Based on her speech patterns, you'd assume she's about 35 years old.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe a little younger, who was raised by an older person, but there's enough vernacular in her speech that you can get it.
See, I can be smart.
Oh my gosh!
I've never called you dumb.
No, hold on. I call myself dumb.
No, we need to talk about this real quick. You need to stop. You are smart, Mike. You got this. I believe in you.
All right.
I just like that line.
All
right.
Oh.
All right. So, I'm gonna adjust this microphone.
But after the vault door opened and it proved that you know basically invulnerable to all of our you know abilities, I think Claw was ready to fire the super cannon at it.
Talon Mark II. Also has a tank mode.
Yeah. Totally believable, given the character. In any case, the door opened. Somebody tried to go in, got pushed out. I believe that was Inferno,
yeah.
Somebody stepped out, asked for silence, and people were forced to not be able to talk.
A couple people made the save, but not many.
Two people, at least.
Well, okay.
Two in our party.
No one talks, though. Party,
you know for a fact that more people made that save.
Yeah. In any case...
He was the sage.
Yes. Capital T, capital S.
Like the power set.
Not, yes, but no.
He's the source of the power set.
No.
Oh. Hey, I tried. In any case, he told us that this vault is known as the Hero Forge, and that only people under the age of 25 could enter.
Correct. And they must not have been molded by another power. That was something specific that you got when he... Because...
Am I qualified? Because I've been molded by several powers.
Not in the way he's talking about. For example, Theo and Kat. Jin Long and Nightmare are not allowed to go in because they've both been molded by dragons.
I've been molded by an angel.
That's your bloodline. That's kind
of... Okay, what about Crimson?
Crimson? You're not molded. That was an injection. It wasn't. Yeah. I'm talking about like a complete body rebuild. Okay. You haven't had one of those. You have,
yes, I was about to bring that up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Let's get a luck check in for the first roll of the session.
Oh God,
this might be real bad.
Rob, you just fucked us over, didn't
Gosh.
You?
Gosh.
So sounds like I'm building a new character for this run.
What's your number?
6. It's always 6.
Would you like to use inspiration?
Yes, you gave me inspiration.
It was a 12, which is dead opposite. Still 6?
Always.
I'm going to change dice. Because
I have two inspiration. Now I'm down to one.
Four. Okay, you're good. And no, it's not a big enough change to have done it. 2 12s in a row. What the hell?
Yeah, because Paul started thinking about it. And he was like, shit, that would be awful to have. I just wanted to screw you.
But as in my character's defense, it wasn't an entity that's doing it. It was his own powers that did it.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
So only from one of your inspirations, not both.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So,
After we separated into our two teams of four,
I rolled a 32 Arcana check.
And you learn some more. Basically, the first two levels are a prep for the third level. The third level is only one group can go into, and there's no guarantee of survival on any of the levels. This is a brutal, difficult thing. And something the sage said that maybe you guys didn't pick up on is, it's to prevent a catastrophe. Not, like, the catastrophe or, like, the apocalypse. It's a catastrophe. This is not protecting, stopping, well, theoretically stopping in the world, but it's not, like, directly, like, there's a meteor coming, you gotta stop it. No. That already happened.
What's Bedlam Sister's name? Calamity, okay.
Close, but yep. Not quite.
Not a catastrophe.
Yeah, she's off the board because the only reason she was coming is telling us to kill her brother, and his ass isn't here. He's in the Twilight Realm. Maybe he shows up. Maybe he doesn't.
Who? What?
Bedlam's sister.
Oh.
Okay. So, Sage says you each have a month until the catastrophe arrives. I recommend that you leave 5 days. I recommend you leave 3 days for the Hero Forge as you are limited to 24 hours per floor. So leave 3 days, but avail yourselves of the time you have. Do not go into this unprepared because you won't survive. Paul translation, don't be afraid to do some things. Take a week, take 2 weeks, and like, even if it's not like, it basically get yourself mentally ready versus physically ready, and maybe like go and do some small time cape stuff, and we can, do some little things, but don't think we got to go in right now because you notice the other group is like, yeah, we'll come together. And you hear them say, hey, okay, we're gonna meet back together here in 3 weeks, right? Everyone says, yeah, and then like, and they fucking like scatter to the winds. Actually, most of three of them go, two of them go off together, a controller and artillerist, and
Inferno
and
Pyroclasm
fly off on their own.
Well, I figured George would like tag up with us for a sec, but
oh, yeah, George, you're right, that's right, because you're his best friend.
Yeah.
Does he know you or you?
Yeah.
Hello, public announcement.
There's a public identity, but he knew before then.
He says, good, nice guy going public. I'm sorry I can't join you guys, but
yeah,
you're four and I get it.
Yeah.
There was so close of an opportunity to that.
There was almost an opportunity.
They guys would have been so fucked without a healer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Prepared.
Holy shit. Really fucked. And George is not a healer.
No, he is not.
He cauterizes the wounds.
That's not how that works.
Fire. He has fire.
Yeah. And then again,
and slashing.
Then again, he's a fighter, so he gets those extra. You know, what do you call it? He gets the extra feats.
He can take the healer feat.
He could take the healer power set from a power surge. He does flame healing.
No, but he could. Yes.
Hey, just working here.
I appreciate the thought. But yeah, so he says, we're going to be going in 3 weeks. I recommend you guys get here before us because they're kids, man.
Yeah, they're that much younger than...
So they're the same age as Luna. You would know. You wouldn't know.
They're a little younger.
They're not public. They're sophomores.
Yeah, and she's a senior.
She's a junior.
She's 17 at the start of the school year.
It was 17. We weren't sure.
You may have gotten de-aged due to the revelation.
No, you upped my age.
Her
birthday was set. Mine was the one that got adjusted.
Got it, because you had the brothers to deal with.
Yeah.
Correct.
We so kept 17. Hers and her brother's the same. Mine just kind of
I said she's 16, going to be turning 17 in December.
I thought it was 17 turning 18 in December because...
No.
Because of emancipation.
I think we had that for that, but originally it was 16.
We're going to settle on 17.
Okay, I know.
Just for the fact that that's what we've said repeated more than once.
Yeah.
All right, but...
Okay, but yeah, so... George is like, hey, if you guys want to meet up and train, I'm all about it. I usually train in the quarry because nothing there dies when I attack it.
Yeah. I mean, I probably shouldn't, but, you know, I'll bring the walls down.
Your grandpa trains there. You should be fine.
Yeah.
They've got a spot for him. It's made of really hard stuff and that they can't break otherwise. So, yeah. That black sand, you know, that black sand that makes up the waste?
Yeah.
Sometimes it hardens and they need a combustion to go break it up for them. So you could probably go after that stuff.
True.
Because the fans don't know, if you ever see the map, the right side, that's, I'm not sure if it was the waste. I don't remember what it was labeled, but it's made out of this black sand that makes like super hard concrete. That's like 10 times more dense, more durable than concrete.
But I do believe we were also approached by a trio of people.
The Barons. Not the waste. It's all black sand.
Okay. That's about where the quarry is.
The quarry is in the Barrens.
Okay. But I believe we were approached by a trio of people.
Claw, Amara,
and
Zeus?
We need a name.
For what?
Whatever his name was, Spectre or something, Ghost or...
What was his name? The guy with the earring?
The teleporter.
Oh.
I forgot the name, but either way... Mike will edit it in right now. We'll give him a gap.
Hopefully.
Glyph.
Hey, yep. Natalie?
No.
Glyph.
No.
Thank you, Art. You may have inspiration.
He keeps notes. He keeps better notes than I do.
I just said it upstairs, Paul!
You may have inspiration.
G-L-I-F.
You can keep up to your proficiency modifiers.
I mean, okay. Snack them.
Dude, tell...
Teleporter man.
It's fine.
But we were offered a rare item.
Yeah, one rare magic. The equivalent of a rare magic item.
Well, I guess we could go around and say what everybody was... I mean, we had, you know, some time to think about what we wanted.
No, this is something that you would get probably in... Let's say they'll be ready in 2 weeks.
Right.
So...
Right, but we can at least announce it for the audience.
So, let's start with Mike. Because
I posted mine first.
Correct.
I asked mine first.
You did, but I didn't approve it
first. I talked to you first.
Yes, but I didn't have the answer until Mike came up with what it was.
But I... fine.
Nailed it second.
Yes.
Okay. I got approved last.
Correct. Yeah. I think technically
Art. Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah.
So, Mike, what'd you get?
Rob's was approved today.
yours was last night, I think.
In any case,
yeah.
I wanted to ask for a couple of things. Some of which I will actually pay for because I will pay for both the extra bits and combining them.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to get Bracers of Defense, and then I also want to get a Type C melee gear and a couple of Type C energy cells.
Okay.
Specifically, Thunder.
Or Thunder Punch?
Something like that.
Question.
It's fitting.
It is.
But I was hoping to get the melee gear combined with the Braces of Defense.
Easily done.
Okay, and I will throw in some extra money towards that, too.
Mark, 25% additional cost to whatever the C-type melee gear cost.
25% of 125, then.
No, Type C is a little more expensive.
No.
That's five times base cost.
Type C is five times base cost. Yeah. 25. Oh, so, yeah. 125. That's cheap. So, how about we just make it an additional 25 gold?
Making it even 150.
Makes it even 150. And then 75 for the two Type C cells, the Thunder cells. So, 225.
That was a dignified ass noise I just used.
Natalie, your turn.
I asked point blank, Paul, I want more spell slots / smite slots. Paul said, no. And I said, but listen, what the fuck else can I ask for, Paul? And he said, well, let me think about it. I then see that Mike was posting his stuff. And I go, now's my time to put it out there. And maybe the guys will help me convince Paul that this is a good idea. So I threw it out there. I said, more spell slash smite slats. And Mike was like, I like that idea. And I immediately put, see, Paul, I told you so. And then we threw around, what was the name?
Pearl of Power.
Pearl of Power. We're going with Pearl of Power.
So it's slightly modified. She's going to be able to get back 3 levels of spells, not a 3rd level spell slot. So she could get 3 first levels, a first and a second, or 1/3, which is pretty nice for a smiter.
Wait, so 1 level 2 and then 1 first level?
3 total levels.
So however you want to divide them up.
Okay. A first and a second, or 3 firsts.
Okay, I thought you said 2 second level and then 2 first levels, like pod the math. That's 4.
No.
So you can have up to 3 levels worth of
spells.
I heard wrong, was all.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Let's go with Rob next.
Rob next? I was approved last.
Art next, okay. I'm good either way.
Oh, okay, so Art goes.
I figured it'd be a bad time if I got mind controlled, so I went with the mantle of spell defense, so I have advantages on my spell effect saving throws.
And it's literally a half cape.
Yep.
It's like a traditional, 16-inch cape that attaches to your shoulders.
Yep.
And it's inlaid with all kinds of arcane runes, and that obviously came from Glyph.
And then it fuses in with the armor.
As soon as it touches you, it goes, and you get a little notification pops up in your vision. Would you like to maintain the cape or not?
No.
So it sucks in. Instead, it just coats the back in runes that fade, and they're like a really cool silver. Really have to look really close to see it. And then finally, last but not least, Rob.
So Rob's going to get his via potential training montage with Saren, which will be
2 weeks of intensive training.
Exactly, which is going to be the Grave Cleric's ability called Sentinel at Death's Door, which allows me to prevent criticals on any target I see within 30 feet of me with a stipulation of 5 charges. And I regain 1d3, which I don't have any d3s.
It's a d6 and a half.
I have a d3.
One is one, two, one, two is per day. He does have a d3. The grappling hook.
Yep. I love my rogue dice.
I know you do.
Can I have that back? Thank you. The grappling hook caught on something and stopped. Beautiful. It did its job.
Is that what we finally settled on? I think originally one of the versions I was gonna send was three charges and you get back 1 per day, but that felt kind of mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does sound mean,
but it's really good still.
There's your D3.
Okay.
I just know one and two are 1, 2 and 3 and 4 are 2 and 5 and 6 are 3.
Rob, do you remember that D5 that I found?
Vaguely,
it's a D6, but all the sides say 5.
That's actually part of a cheat dice system, because the other die has sixes and twos. So when you roll them together, you only get sevens or elevens.
It was around Valentine's Day. I got an ad for it was in a ring box, and when you opened it, it was a D20, and every single side was a 20.
That's blatant, but hey.
I've owned a D20 where there was no 1. It was a 20. It was another 20.
I want to say it was every side was a 20. It's hard to catch that one. Or it was weighted to always go for the 20.
Alrighty. So.
So that would be everything that we covered in the last session and a little bit more.
Yep. Well, that's good. But they're like, we'll get on that. We'll get it together. Saren, you don't take any. I point towards Rob and say, you, Rob, doesn't take, or, hold on, Deimos doesn't take anything from those 3 people. He says, I'm actually going to go with something a little closer to home, and then
deals with... As he moves to Chicago for 2 weeks.
Yep. Real talk. But yeah, that's real. So we're going to do a 2-week montage, which isn't going to be much. It's going to be a couple scenes for each, a scene or two per person. What you do.
I figure I know what I'm doing.
Blowing up a canyon.
Paul knows what I'm doing.
Yes, I do. I know what everyone... I'm sorry. I know... I have something planned for each of you.
All right.
So... that's not any of the other one.
And cue Benny Hill theme.
Okay. I don't know the Benny Hill theme.
Is it copyrighted?
It's Benny Hill. That is... If we play the music, you're good. Stop. Okay.
I was going to say you hate it.
So we're going to go in order because of when I wrote them down. So... Luna's first.
Holy shit.
We're going in order. Good luck.
Okay. So, Luna, you go to school. Yeah. You know, you come and you went public yesterday.
Yeah.
And you come to school and there is a very different vibe.
It's been at least a week.
Correction. It's been a week and things have bubbled over. Mike from down the hallway yells, and it's been a week. You're right, it's been a week. So it's been a week since you went public, and finally it just hit you like a train. It's not the same. People treat you differently, and it's not always bad. It's usually not bad, but it's just different, and it's not, in your mind, it's not good different. It's just different. So you come back home from school.
At the apartment.
Correct.
What had happened that day?
So the group of 8 friends you had, the three guys and the five girls, is pared down to 2 girls and 1 guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the other ones you figured out was just trying to get you so that they could figure out how to up their social media account.
Mm-hmm.
And you blew them away. The other 2 girls just ditched because they didn't want to be with someone who did dangerous stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 of the guys started. You think they were trying to date you just for your powers because you were way stronger than them, and so you kind of just weren't into that. So you're paired down to Allison, your really good friend, 2 other girls, and then 1 guy who are core. Like, you're still Luna. We still love you. You're good.
Yeah.
But it's just, and it's the snide comments from people who used to be your friends that are hitting you so hard.
Yeah.
And things like, you know, you're wasting your life, you know, they don't need you, you're not a real super, you're not a real cape, and things like that, because, you know, you're so young.
Yeah.
And it just kind of bubbled over today, and Kiloton actually sent you home early.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, you had fourth period ethics, and someone said something tonight, and you punched the desk, and you broke the desk, and he's like, okay, you can go home early. Just go. I understand. Just go. And you can go home early. Go.
Yeah.
And you walk out. He comes out in the hallway. He says, I understand. In my village, I was kicked out as a child when I grew like this. And he motions to his metal body. He says, it wasn't until I came to... And it wasn't until Femme Fatale found me that I found a place where I was not unwanted.
I can't reach it for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, find people who want you, and love them. Now go home.
Okay. So she...
And he pats you on the shoulder, like, he knows you can take it, pats you on the shoulder hardly twice, and says, find the people who love you. And then he goes back into class.
She does that, like, roll the shoulder thing, like, oh, shit.
Like, his arm probably weighs 150 pounds. Like, yeah. That was a... thump, thump, and it was like, it was a side, you got bodied a little bit, you're like, oh, so you rolled with it.
Yeah. She gets back to the apartment and just opens the door, unlocks the key, opens the door, and Jen just walks straight to her room and just shuts the door.
Do you slam it, or?
No.
Oh, right, she's allowed to have doors again.
She then just plops, belly flops onto her bed.
So.
And then does like a.
Thank you.
No problem.
My ears, thank you.
It works if you cover your hands like this.
Yeah.
And you get the same effect of having to move your whole body.
Yeah.
So 9 walks into your room like 2 minutes later. What are you doing home? It's only 2 o'clock.
She looks up and puts her head on the side pillow, like on her side, so she's not muffled, and just goes, "I got sent home early because I punched a desk," and then covers her face.
All right, we're gonna follow me.
Oh,
and you feel like an electric tingling, like when you don't want to follow her, like she's charging your bed.
Your bed has a metal frame, right?
Oh my gosh!
Better move. It'll start to hurt a little bit.
She rolls off and she's like,
and you notice your bed's the static that was rolling off your bed slowly dwindles.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me, and you guys go down. If you try talking to her on the way down to the
foyer,
no,
promenade,
garage. Wow. Words are so hard today. If you try, you know, talking to her on the way down the garage, she does not reply. She just goes.
Mm-hmm.
And you get in the car, and you eventually figure out she's definitely driving you to go see your dad. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah.
So he goes, go to up to the room, and you wave at the two guards who are still there. Shade is one of them. He waves. And she goes, 9 walks you into the apartment. Your dad is sitting on the couch looking through the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
An actual physical newspaper, which is really rare, but he's not really supposed to be on social media, so he's trying his best.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Oh, Luna, sorry." And he folds up the newspaper, puts it down on the table. What brings you here? And 9 just grunts and walks over to the kitchen, which is just off to the side, so she can still see you guys.
Yeah.
But she is staying out of this entirely.
Yeah. She walks over to the couch and then just sits. And then kind of just plops. Like, you know how, like, she'll, like, how I will just plop?
Yes.
Yeah.
You kind of just, like, flop onto the thing, like, I'm done. Like, I'm just done with this. And he says, "What's wrong?"
You know I went, like, what is it? What's the word?
You help me. Public.
Public.
I know.
Yeah. And at first, I liked it because I got a lot of, like, "Go, Bright Force, go, Bright Force, go, Luna." Everyone was really happy, and then just the weeks passed, and people kind of started showing their true colors, and a lot of people left. Allison's still around, though, so just wanted to throw that one out there.
She's one of the good ones.
That's because she's awesome.
Agreed.
Yes.
Allison is awesome. You guys haven't really met Allison much, but she's rock solid. Mm-hmm. He says, when I realized that you were a cape, I knew this was coming.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've realized this, but my entire career, my entire life has been built around the anti-cape movement.
Yeah, I know.
And I realized when I realized that you were a cape that maybe not all capes are bad. Maybe all supers aren't, you know, out to destroy the world like I thought they were. I mean,
I want to make it a better place, Dad.
I really appreciate that. And, I mean, I jumped the aisle. That was huge. Going from anti-cape to pro-cape, it's enormous. And my followers did not all follow me.
I know.
And it's going to take years to get back to this. But for you, I did it. You may not be my biological daughter.
What? What?
He's like, "You didn't figure that out yet?"
What?
No, this is not Paul. This is him.
I know.
He says, "No, I thought you knew."
No.
"But I love you anyway."
"What do you mean you're not my biological dad? What are you talking about?"
"We look nothing alike."
Powers?
Oh,
boom powers.
You're so
hold on. I know because I wrote the backstory, so thank you for doing the barriers. I just see you in the corner going like this.
I'm so sorry. I thought you'd realize once the surge happened that we had nothing and our powers weren't even close.
Well, I know, but I thought I was just, you know, different.
I figured it out.
I was kind of the black sheep, so I kind of thought it was...
When Charlie has, you know, when I figured it out, Anthony was black hair, dark hair, and Charlie was dark brown hair, and you were his blonde hair, blue eyes, and neither one of us have those. No one in my family have those. And I knew, but you were so adorable and so lovable that I just couldn't not love you. I'd do anything for you, kiddo.
So,
it's that charisma, right?
No, it's just, the kid. It's his kid, you know?
Like, I know. I'm just...
So, is my mom my mom?
Yes.
Okay. So then Charlie and Anthony are still technically my brothers.
Half brothers, but yes. Half,
okay, well that... they're still your half brothers.
But they're your brothers. You grew up with them. They're your brothers.
No, that was Natalie, but I'm just... It's fine. She's...
I'd do anything for you.
Yeah.
I need you to know that.
Yeah, I know.
And find the people in your life who make you feel wanted. Mm-hmm. And stay with them. And anyone who doesn't can get fucked. That is a politician telling you they can get fucked. Trust me.
Fuck bitches, get money.
Well, it might also be the first time you've heard your dad actively
ever
swear.
Ever drop the F button. No, yeah. He's sworn, but it's always, you know...
Controlled?
Like...
oh, so then when he drops it, her eyes just get big like... Who are you?
He's used damn. He's used shit. You've never seen him drop the F-bomb.
She puts her hand up to his forehead and is like, are you good? Is it still you? And then she does that like thing where she's like rubbing his cheeks like,
Natalie, yeah. Lay on hands. Are you okay? Oh, pump some hit points into him.
Hey, Mike, are you okay? Oh, okay. Sorry.
Like, I'm fine. I just need you to know that... Mm-hmm. In this world, there are people who are going to try and use you for your powers. Use you for your status. Remember, the people who loved you before, mm-hmm. the people who loved you through it, are the people you need to keep in your life. And anyone who comes in new, you got to be very careful with. But if they prove to be a good one, hold on to them, because they're not very common.
I'm sorry I hid my powers from you. I was scared.
I understand why. Before... all this happens, and he kind of rubs his ears, his doggo ears. He says, I would have reacted very differently.
Yeah.
But realizing that it's natural, that it's just part of who you are, I don't see a point in segregating those people who have different powers. Like, right now, my own party wouldn't even have me, because if I have visible animal ears. You would be fine. You're just prettier than you are.
I don't think I know. Okay, we're not doing that.
You just have kind of a glow about you.
Yeah.
They wouldn't, but people like your brothers would never be accepted.
Yeah.
And fuck those people.
Yeah.
He's being very liberal.
The hats didn't work for you, Dad. I'm going to be really honest with you.
No, I decided I was going to go. I was going to go with shaggy haircut with the nice ears.
You have a specific, you know, face shape that doesn't do well with those hats.
Yeah, I tried a couple. Different. I think headbands might work though.
What about fedoras? Call Perry.
Maybe
like the paper. If you did the fedoras, but I don't know, man. I think you're more of like that paper boy like hat.
What about like a baseball cap? I heard that pests really well nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try a couple.
You know, just as long as you don't do sandals with socks. That's all I'm asking.
I'm not a heathen. I understand.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys
cut to actually Natalie walking around with socks and sandals.
I repeat, heathen. All right. So we're going to flash over to Dylan / Art.
I'm last.
I wrote them in order of when I came up with them. So let's say it's like 3 days after the announcement, and you've been kind of going about trying to find your own apartment. You have your own apartment. You're getting settled in, you know.
Yep.
And you finally go back to see your parents. They're like, come to our new rental home.
Okay.
They actually bought a house in Midtown, which is it's like a 1,500 square foot, 2-bedroom, 2-bath. Like it's a nice, or 2-bedroom, 2.5-bath, like. Hall bath, like a very nice ranch style house in Midtown, which is like the suburban district.
Okay.
And they're like, come over for dinner. And your dad's like, I'll make your favorites, all that. But yeah, come over.
Yep. I'll definitely come over.
So you come over and you can smell it and you walk in. What's your favorite thing when you were growing up? Like what's Dylan, like what's the thing that like made like just
crab rangoon.
Or happy family with crab in it.
Actually, I'm gonna go with
something like totally Germanic. Like not even.
That's exactly where I was going.
German potato salad. You ever had that?
Actually, I was gonna go with roulades.
Okay, roulade. Okay, cool. So it smells and it's the perfect like beef and chicken or beef and a chicken roulade. Like they are obviously trying to bribe you. They have not made this except for on your birthday. Your entire life. Like it takes so much time. It's holidays and birthdays. That's yep. it. So you know something's up. So you walk in, and both your parents are seated at the kitchen table. And, like, it's... And you've never been here before, but you kind of walk in there like, we're in the kitchen! And you figure out, okay, this kitchen's down the hall, obviously. So yeah. You walk down.
Follow your nose.
The yeah. kitchen is... The whole place is decorated. You smell fresh paint. Like, this place is... They moved in. Yeah. You see stuff that from the house, like stuff you're like, there's no way it ever leaves that house in Chicago. It is gone. You're not sure if they still own that house, to be clear. Like, they probably do as a rental, or maybe they just took a lot of the stuff because it made them feel like home. Uh-huh. But they have moved in hard.
Okay.
And they're kind of sitting like, you know, steepled hands. Like, this is a tribunal you've walked into and you didn't know.
Oh gosh, I'm getting I've walked in on scenes like this before. I know what the fuck's purple happening.
Button. Hmm? Purple button. There we go.
That's the blue button.
Shut up.
Okay. Oh, no.
No. He can't see the buttons. I'm not giving him colorblind on this one. He knows the blue is sad.
No, I was going with the mystery one, and I thought that was the purple.
No. Okay. But yeah, so, there's an AR screen that's kind of like up against the wall, and you can see that it's got like a video loaded, but it's all black. And they're like, take a seat, Dylan. And your mom's like, has a really high pitched voice, and it's very different.
Armor yeah. up.
I will sit. I will be very cautious.
And you know, you're in your parents' relationship. Which one's the talker? Is it your mom or your dad?
My mom.
Okay. So your dad's very stoic. He's just like nodding along with whatever. Assume your dad is nodding along with whatever mother said, unless they sent like he punctuates it with like a fist pump in his hand, fist. You know what I mean? And it's the other hand. And she says, "Dylan, I'm so happy to have you back in the States. We really are. It is so nice that we can see you whenever we want, or at least reasonably often.
Reasonably often.
We're over the moon." You know, we moved our whole lives to Riverside mm-hmm. City so we could be closer to you. And, you know, we couldn't be happier. We really couldn't. But this Hero Forge.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Didn't you hear what the man said?
Yes.
It's incredibly dangerous.
Yes, you're right.
He said you could die.
Yes, I could. I could also.
You understand what dying is, right? It means you're not on this earth anymore.
I also have to.
I mean, about a month ago, I wasn't on this earth anyways either. But that's another story.
It's.
We almost lost you once.
Well, that's true, but I did make it back, didn't I?
You don't make it back from dying.
You sure about that?
Mostly. I heard about this faith healer who... don't get me off subject. And you know that. And your father says, listen to your mother. And then he leans back and tries to look intimidating. He's not intimidating. Unless he's got a kendo... Unless he's got a sword in his hand, he's not intimidating. Sword out, real scary. Without a sword, fluff ball. And he says, I don't want you going in. I can't risk losing my son. My only son. To some training session that doesn't even save anybody's lives.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure I'm not willing to risk my son on it.
Yes, but if I don't go...
They'll find someone else.
So you want me to protect your son so that I have to watch the people who I feel that I need to protect die?
They'll be fine. They'll find someone else. I heard that pyroclasm guy wanted to join their team. Maybe he could go.
There's
on the video, and she pulls up the video of this speech. She's like, see, pyroclasm said he wanted to join them, but he couldn't because you already had four.
Yes, but
visual aids. Your mom is that lady. You know she flicks to another video, but she hasn't played it yet.
Yeah. But there is also the patron that I have to pay attention to. And yes, he's the one that told me to find this group.
Yes, yes. Mizu no kami wa. And your dad's like, oh, I understand. And your mom's like, it just glitters, daggers at him, and he shuts up. And she kind of leans back in and gives you like, I understand kind of look. But he doesn't say anything because he understands what side his bread is buttered on. And your mom says, yeah, this Mizu no kami. You can't see him, but apparently he's all big and bad. Or she, I think it's a she.
It's a he.
It's a he. It was right. It's the young boy.
Yep.
He's all big and bad, bossing my son around, but it's my son. He's not risking his progeny. He's risking mine.
It's because he doesn't have any, because his mother protected him and sacrificed them both.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Good shot. She,
and your dad is just like, damn.
Your dad's like pulling up Wikipedia articles, ready to show her later to prove you're not bullshitting. And he gives you like the subtle like thumbs up behind her back, like I got you on that. And she's like, look at this, and she pulls up, and it wasn't a video; it was a like a slideshow, and it's like death rates of capes. Look at how often capes die compared to normal people. Look at it. And then you're like, you look at them, and none of them are for like good neighborhood. Riverside City's not on there. There's Detroit.
It's biased.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is biased as hell. It's places where cowls kind of run a little more free. Detroit, places that are more run down.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit, Atlanta, Miami, like places that aren't as well off.
Mm-hmm.
Cape death rates are much higher because people don't. They gravitate towards population centers, but you don't necessarily attract the best quality there. Some parts of California, really, really rough. And places in Texas, there are crazy people there.
Florida.
Florida, crazy people there too. Mm-hmm. But he says, look at how many caves die. Are you sure you don't want to go in? Aren't you a linguist going into microbiology or something like that? She would know. I don't remember. Is it microbiology?
Actually, I don't think I actually ever. Degree?
Have a degree. What is it? You told me you had a degree. I want to say you're a linguist. At? How many languages does your character speak?
Three.
You're not a linguist.
He's as much a linguist as I am.
And I am.
No. You can shut up.
My character for the next campaign has 9 languages. Fluent.
That's not what I want.
He's been around the world. Makes total sense to me. He speaks some fucking languages, including weird ones. The Latin. For the whole...
You know what? That graph thing literally reminded me of my friend when she moved to Florida. Like, look at the crimes in your area. I'm like, Mom, that's a biased graph that you're showing me right now.
But yeah, so do you have any idea? I don't think you said what it was.
I don't think I said.
And change it. What do you think it would be? Would it be something like Japanese culture?
Probably. It'd probably be culture and or history. It was actually what I would be doing is I was researching for the history of Bushido.
Okay, so an anthropologist with a focus on the cultural aspects of Bushido.
Mm-hmm. You sure it's not arthropology?
Couldn't you just go back to Japan? You love Japan. We'll come visit. Your mom was against you moving to Japan because she wanted you closer, and she's actively telling you to move to Japan. You can tell she's just scared.
Yep.
But your dad seems like he's pretty much adjusted to the idea of where you're going, and after hearing what he's like, your reasoning was solid. I can't really argue against that, but he's insane shit.
Yeah, I know that's typical dad. You know, he's not gonna, you know, he'll back up.
He's not gonna rock.
He'll back up mom, and it's with the honor of Bushido, I cannot forsake the ones who are going to need my help. I cannot leave these people.
But what about us needing your
help?
knew that was coming.
We are getting older.
We are getting older. I mean, we don't know if our sparks will let us live any longer. You don't know. Do you know what your parents' sparks would be?
Not off the top of my head.
Speak with fish.
I want to say your mom's is going to be water breathing, like or a very limited version of your water powers. Like
I can hold my breath for 8 minutes.
No. Like, no true water breathing, like you have. Oh, but okay. No water whip and no ice blast, and she can be underwater for a really long time, swim really fast. And I want to say your dad's would be something like wind,
okay,
like speed, maybe speed, because I think he's a swordsman, so it would it'd come natural to him. So I'm going to say his speed.
Okay.
So he's really fast now, but he's like, we don't know if we're going to live any longer. You've only got so many years left with us.
I understand that, and
we'd like to have all of them with you, not have them cut short.
Yes, but you also realize that part of the reason why I am here is to make sure that I help those who need help. That's why I became a cape. I have to help those who cannot help themselves.
So your mom's going to go into a cyclical argument, and eventually you wear her down.
Yep.
And dinner is barely not cold. and your dad actually goes over and... he like superheats his hands by going really fast near him, and it makes him a little warmer. He says, "It's better than a microwave." And then
healthier too.
And he walks over, and the food is really good. And your mom is sad, but after a while, she kind of comes to terms. And so the last thing she says when you leave, she says, "Is if you don't come back, I'll never forgive you."
I understand that, and I am sure that
her stone face, like.
I am sure that if I don't make it back, that my spirit will find you and protect you.
Oh, no, I'm following you out.
Oh, and holy.
Your dad looks like we did not agree on this. That was not. He says, okay, she's had a little too much to drink. Good luck. Let us know before you go so we can, you know, go to the shrine, or I'll find a shrine. There's a very small Japanese town. There is like a traditional Shinto shrine. They transported that was broken in Japan. They transported and rebuilt it in Riverside City.
And then I'm also going to give them directions to the hot pot.
Oh, you should have brought this. You should have brought. Okay, we didn't invite you. Next time, bring that. Okay.
My suggestion would be Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
Understood.
And definitely not Tuesday.
No, Monday.
Not
Monday.
Definitely, that's yeah, Monday. Definitely do not come Monday.
No, that's when you invite Rico.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning on doing.
So, yeah, it could have gone really poorly, and it actually ended up going kind of sweet by the end of it. And it was just a lot of, like, your mom talking about how much she loves you and missed having you around.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a nice emotional day, and... you're going to have advantage on one saving throw of your choice. You get to pick when you use it.
Hey, oh, free inspiration.
I must have.
It's a targeted.
I must have done my emotional moment incorrectly.
I forgot to give you your benefit. Your benefit is you're going to be able to have damage one time.
Half damage?
So you take a massive you said hit and you just cut it in half.
Yep. I thought you said have damage, like H-A-V-E.
H-A-L-V-E.
Halve.
That's the word.
Yeah. All right.
English is weird, man.
It's like, fair, man.
English is three languages in a trench coat that beats up other languages for loose participles.
You're fucking right. All right.
That's my favorite line about the English language. All
right. Rico. Your time with George is good, but it's nothing special.
I figure it's the, the two of us, possibly even El Combustion.
Yeah, and it's actually during one of those things George actually does. He gets a call from Elemental Fury. He has to go, and you end up training with El Combustion for most of the day by yourself.
Hey, I can spar with him now. I'm as tough as he is.
No, you're not.
I don't have the half-damage barbarian thing.
Yeah.
But I still have the same constitution he does.
Yeah, not the D12 hit die either.
Yeah. I have a lot of hit points.
You have a lot of hit points. But yeah, you can spar with him, and he's like, yeah, you're keeping up. He's you're not giving up, but you're not dying. That's good. Yeah. And, you know, He gets to the point where, like, you actually land a punch on him, and you're like, and it was solid, and he, like, stumbles back a step, and you're like, you okay? And he kind of just like walks over to a rock he busted up that into oddly chair shaped shapes.
And like
he'd been like he'd been planning this. And he sits down and he says, "You are Nieto. You are."
Oh, I got a comment from somebody who does speak Spanish.
Yes.
And they were commenting on how you kept using hermano, which is brother.
Yeah.
But mijo is son and would probably work
with how,
for how the two of them because of how they are. Yeah.
He says, mijo?
Yeah.
Mijo.
You
may mijo. Be my nieto, but you're my mijo. And I'm sorry for not calling you that for a while, but.
And, you know, none of us speak Spanish. None of us speak Spanish.
No, I'm sorry. Like, apologies on that. So, I've lived a very dangerous life.
Yeah.
I was never one to shy away from danger. I went and I took down cartels in Mexico, and I cleaned up Mexico City by myself. Tried to get them to turn it back into Tenochtitlan. They wouldn't do it. We'll call Combustionville. We're like, no, I'm not doing it. They didn't do that, but he's like, that would have been really cool if they did. He says, but when I came up here and my life kind of settled down and you had your uncle and your mother and best thing I ever got from her was you. So, and Una. So, hey.
He had three kids.
And your uncle. Your other uncle.
Uncle, aunt. Uncle. Mom.
Uncle. Oh, so second aunt, Maria.
Maria. No. Maria was the mom, but yes. The aunt died in the same event that...
Because mom...
Named Lucas.
Does Rico know that?
I didn't put it in there, but...
I'm going to say he doesn't know.
Okay.
He says, your uncle, his sister, yeah, his twin, and...
What?
And when? Mother.
Okay.
We really didn't talk a lot.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be making you food and then telling you how to do things.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's some things you need to know about your mother. She's in when she broke your uncle's spine. On that same day, she also killed your other uncle.
Aunt Lynn.
Your other aunt Lynn. Thank you, because I can't keep shit straight in my head.
I pulled it up specifically for this.
She also killed his twin, Lynn.
Huh. Okay.
And we got her into it wasn't intentional. We didn't think it was intentional. We did not think it was intentional. Looking back now, it probably was. There's something broken in your mother.
Yeah.
And we've known it for a long time. And I saw it as a very young age and thought, oh, she'll grow out of it. And she didn't. And when your grandmother passed, it got worse. Had no one to restrain her because she wouldn't listen to me. And when she fully went cowl, I did everything in my power to take her in alive when I probably shouldn't have. And then you came back into my life and I was so happy. And that one day, I thought I'd killed her, and I felt horrible. And to find out that she's been alive all this time, and that she went and had another child who I love to death, and I would do anything for.
Three children.
Oh, you're right. Three children.
three more children.
Three more grandchildren who I love with all my heart. I'm blessed, but I'm also cursed. And that, how many more people is she going to hurt? Our name, the Lopez name.
Well, I think she's technically Mooney now, but. Sorry, I'll cut that. That was good.
No, please keep that because that's really good.
Luna's dad confirmed the divorce papers. Extenuating circumstances, there's the cowl clause. If they confirm cowl, you can get away with not having them to fill the paperwork out.
So, you can take your mother's last name now?
No. Oh, fuck no.
He says, so I'm not going to tell you not to go. I understand you have to go. It's who you are. I understand that. What I am going to do is to teach you how to use your explosions defensively.
Okay. I kind of figured out some of that.
There's a couple tricks that I learned fighting against the cartel for dodging grenades. And so he's going to give you an intensive course. It's probably going to take a week on dodging explosions and dodging traps. You are going to be able to use one of your mini booms to give yourself advantage on any kind of saving throw that is a physical stat.
Okay. Is being pretty considered a physical stat?
No. Considering charisma is not about physical prettiness, no.
Okay.
I need to stretch.
So this whole time I'm trying to figure out who am I going to be having my interaction with? The other ones were obvious.
Well, you were close on your guess for mine.
That was a joke.
Yeah, but you were close.
All right. So, yeah, it's emotional and it's good and you feel closer to your grandfather than you ever have. Okay. He's treating you less like a being he needs to protect than someone who he respects and wants to come home safe.
Okay.
And he understands that there's nothing he can do to save you. All he can do is train you and make sure you have the best chance of survival. Okay. And you'll get one of those for free. One. Yeah. Like, one ever.
Okay.
But, so you don't have to burn a mini boom. Okay. So, Deimos.
I just want to take two guesses.
Okay.
Leo is my first guess.
Okay.
Second guess is, my father's coming back into the picture.
That's so much better than the one I have.
Both of them?
Otherwise, it's my sister.
That would not be a good thing.
I know!
That would be emotional. That would be
very emotional.
No, so... you're going to... You're training with Saren. And it is intensive. And it's a lot of almost dying.
I've been through this a lot.
And it's really... It
reminds me of home.
It hurts a lot. And then... it's one of those... You're living at like a... she has like a... She got you up in a hotel nearby because you're like, I don't really want to live at the hospital. You're like, and you're like, okay.
She's like, lived at a hospital long enough.
Like, that's totally fair. She said, yeah. She's so it's like it's a decent hotel. It's like it'd be the equivalent of like a 4-star hotel. It's a nice hotel, good security, known for having capes stay there or in the cape, you know, space. They know like it's safe to go there because they've got enough exits that there's a cape shaft, you know, and things like that that are centrally located and all that.
There's also a quick escape slide to the hospital in case you get too hurt
or too drunk.
And they have an on staff member of the Lancaster Medical Group that is there if you're hurt too injured to actually end up at the hospital. Like, it is owned by her. She owns part of this hotel, a large portion of it. So. You're coming back from training and you are black and blue. You have bruises where you didn't think you could get bruises, like the
bruises on bruises.
Yeah, like things are going purple. You know that tomorrow they'll be fine.
Yeah,
it's part of being a cape. You know, being empowered.
I'm probably completely exhausted on spell slots.
You are turned up on spell slots. No spell slots. No ability. No ability things left. You have nothing.
Do I have my pool? Because I don't think I'd burn that on
you. You don't get that for healing yourself.
No, I do.
You took a short rest, so you'd be able to walk home. Or be able to get, you know, walk to the car.
Then I do have spell slots left.
What do you get on a short rest?
I can convert my...
Channel Divinity
into so you have spell slots.
You have like a third level spell? I think that's what it is.
I will.
Either way, you have... Yeah. You're not a combat encounter. Yep. So,
but then I also have my channel of Vinny's back because it comes back on short rest.
So, yeah, you go and you come back to your hotel room and the lights are on.
Not this again.
speed dial. I'm getting my phone ready. Jen, on command, dial Saren. Get ready.
Understood. And you hear a oddly familiar voice coming from the other room. It won't be necessary. You don't have to roll. You know this voice.
Okay.
It's your dad's voice.
And dialing.
Yep. He's dead. Who are you?
Who do you think I am?
Shapeshifter.
A shifter of some sort.
Would the shifter know your full name?
Well, apparently...
Full names?
Well, the AI that I'm currently in contact with does, so it's more widespread than I would have hoped.
Well, that's kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
Get the silver.
Talk to the lady in your head.
She'll confirm it.
Ethereal?
I feel another part of me inside, in there.
I got another question. Do I sense him?
What's the range on it?
10 feet, I think.
10 feet for his type. On touch, yes. For just
when you
about
get within
10 else.
Feet, when you get within 10 feet, you feel it.
Okay,
you feel that tingling sensation,
the electric sensation.
Yeah, a little tingle.
Bad is much touch, good is within 10 feet, and cold, and then mine is electric within 10 feet.
Yeah, so it is electric.
Okay, what happened? Where have you been? You've been missing for 7 years.
Yeah, I'm sorry, kid.
Twilight Realm sucks. Oh.
You piss off the wrong chronomancer, then you lose everything.
Understood.
He doesn't look a day older than you saw him last. Like, literally, you're like...
He looks much older than the last time.
You're in the same clothes you were when the last time I saw you, kind of thing.
Yep, I'm looking up a name for my history.
Same age.
Did Damon get his age buff back?
No.
I never needed to be re-aged.
Oh. No, he was 18 now.
Because now I'm 18, yep.
He just needed it. He was underage, so.
And just hang
who,
on.
Who else was with him when he died?
That's
unquote,
the
died.
Name I'm looking for.
Is it Meister Mortum?
Morterra is the father, and it was with Morterra.
Master Morterra?
Last I saw you, you went to. You were with Meister Morterra, and he is confirmed dead, and so are you.
I don't know who confirmed our deaths.
Morterra, you were with him. Morterra's was confirmed. I assumed yours was because his was.
No, I just talked with Morterra.
Morterra was killed by death himself during the Four Horsemen attack.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just spoke with him minutes ago.
What year is it? It's
2018.
It's 2025. All right,
would he not notice that his son is like...
much older?
7 years older?
Yes, but he also knows that he's friends with Leo, who can do illusion magic. He's just assuming it's an illusion.
It's 2025.
No, it's not.
Show his phone.
Show his phone.
What is that?
This is an A phone.
Well, I know, but it's that doesn't look anything like an A phone. He pulls out like a much older A phone that looks a lot like our phones nowadays.
Yes, because time has progressed.
Why I don't have service?
Yes. Yeah, we disconnected your phone. Turn off that phone now. Trust me. You're probably being tracked.
He cracks it in half, and then he tosses it in the air, and you see a little ball of acid form, and the thing lands in it, and it sizzles away.
Okay.
Acid splash.
Yep.
He just did it in a ball and let it fall in.
Ooh, party trick.
I like that party trick.
I assume that phone would be tracked.
It was mostly dead. It had like 1%, so the GPS wasn't working on it.
Yep.
I don't think. I just tracked you to find this place. I've only been back for like an hour, so.
Been back? Where'd you go?
Well, I was at the compound in Chicago, and then I found I was down. I woke up on down the street. And then
Wait a sec, Rob, is this the compound under the lake?
Potentially. Would it be...
No, it'd be one... They have like one that's on land for people who can't get down there.
Okay.
He said, I wasn't the compound, which was like a grocery store now, so I walked down the street and may not have tapped into the magical Lojack I put on you.
Detect magic?
You don't find it. You think that would find it? He laughs really hard, and I'm not going to do that into the microphone.
Thank you. I would have sensed it a while ago. I wouldn't have, because I know I have had the spell. So,
yeah, you'd think that would work, unless it had a contingency to re-up itself. Yeah.
I went through an anti-magic field that removed all of it.
Once. And if it's a permanent spell, it does not...
It suppresses it. Got it.
Your dad thought this shit through. You have been logical lojacked your whole life. You don't know this. He says... Tracked you down. I saw you were coming back here and check the old aliases in the guest book on the computer, which was, now that it makes sense, was a lot nicer than what I was expecting. So maybe that makes more sense now. And saw you were up in this room. The door was child's play, so I came in.
Yeah. You didn't really set up any. You only set up two traps. What, did I raise you? What the hell?
It's been a little bit. It's been some time.
You're not. You're. I don't see a pistol on you. I don't.
I do still have a pistol.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Did you happen to lowjack my sister?
Of course.
Do you know where she is currently?
No. He pulls up. Oh, magical low. He says. He's like, I. The magic one wouldn't stick on her. I had a physical lowjack on her. It's in her left femur, so it's probably still there.
Okay. Recommendation: keep your distance from her.
What do you mean? I mean, she's a little off, but no. You know, so are all of us.
Yes, but everyone else in our family has gone rogue. They've joined.
No.
Yes.
No. The lady in our heads, who you know, he's very clear. He never says ethereal. Like, mm-hmm. You knew your dad was very superstitious about that.
The voice in our head says this.
He knew her name. He would not use it. It was like sacrilegious to him.
Yep.
He's like, the lady in our heads wouldn't let that happen.
Well, it has. She's even tried to kill me.
And he reads you, and you feel a mental probe. Do you let it happen?
Of course.
He, 10 minutes, totally silent. Okay, I downloaded, like, the last 7 years of your life.
Holy shit.
I'm going to need a minute. And yep. He kind of like walks, you know, he kind of like walks over and puts his hands on his hips and is like, whew, okay.
Is he having the conversation with the people upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like.
Oh, by the way, I have a guest up there. A friend.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I got the whole thing. Okay. Yeah.
I was trying to give him advance warning before he probed.
Yeah, when he's like, okay, whatever, and he got there, he's like, oh, that's what you meant. Oh, fuck, okay, okay, Morterra's alive. I can confirm that. I literally saw him less than an hour ago.
Was it pre or post time skip?
Post.
They were in the grocery store.
We were in the grocery store together. He said he's gonna go find his son, I'll go find mine.
Alright, I got his son's number. I can easily send him a message.
That would be useful if I could call. I can't, hold on. Sending.
Yes, I have that prepared too. And I.
Well, have you checked? Go talk. Then you send it to him.
Yeah.
Shit. He'd love to know you can cast sending.
Meow,
meow, meow. He talked about how you didn't have really magical bent. He was making fun of me. If you could do that, kick him in the ass.
Colin Franklin.
And you get. What's your sending?
This is Deimos. I'm with my father. You've missed some time.
You counting your numbers?
This is Deimos. It's been some time. Meet me at name of hotel.
Meow, 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 meow.
This is 13.
Oh, sorry. So 10 plus 3. I'm keeping track of the fives for you.
Got it. Next message will be to Leo.
I have six more letters. Six more words.
Come here for explanation.
You get two letters. Meow, meow. Do you do the meow, meow? That's what the real caster would do.
Yeah, meow, meow.
He's like...
End transmission.
No. It's meow. It is a caster thing to do meow, meow. And no one knows why, but it's a thing. Oh, and I know why, and it makes me giggle.
Yeah.
You get back en route now. Phone meow, died.
Meow, meow, meow.
Damn, I owe your father money.
Plus interest.
Don't tell him that I said that. That's what, 15? No, it's 17. Can you contact my son? ? See you soon. No, I was a, I no. No, he didn't need to. He nailed his 25 words bang on. That's like the snub, like when it's perfect. And it's always ended with like a little asterisk because like I nailed it.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, at my current level, I can use my channel divinity to get level 2 spell slots, just like her. I still probably didn't burn all my thirds because my thirds aren't as. But still.
Well, at this point.
Yeah, I still have sending.
He picks up his phone.
Oh, yeah. I do the
21st century thing.
Yep. Sending.
Message. I'm casting sending.
Beep. You get a.
it's probably like 5 minutes later. Master Mortera is not there yet. What did you send to Leo?
Get your ass over here now.
Get to Chicago now. This hotel.
This room.
This particular room. Your father is en route. And my father is here.
They lived, bitch.
This number has been disconnected.
Okay, so I am now casting sending.
You're out of spell slots. I let you have the one. I'm not letting you have two. No, I'm not letting you have two.
I can't even. I don't have any fourth or fifths.
You got beat the fuck up trying to avoid being crit. Any one punch from Saren will put you in the ground. You used everybody healing you had to bring yourself back up. This number's been disconnected.
And no more spell slots?
You're tapped. Though your father has met Leo.
Yep. I counted Mortera. I've counted Franklin. I'm completely exhausted from spell slots from sparring with a little angel.
I only know the one. She doesn't really like me. Is that the one I think it? Oh, damn it. Is that where we are? Oh,
yep.
Yeah. I pissed her off the one time.
Did you see her name on the building?
I didn't come in the front door.
Yeah, so if you can contact Leo, he likes to have his number disconnected and get new phones. He's a little bit smarter about that than me, apparently.
He tries sending, and he says, Adderall. Okay, what number does it not work on?
One.
Yeah, 20, baby. If you'd said 20, I was going to laugh my ass
off. I was about to say 20 just to...
Seriously, was. He gets a... He says... He's in some kind of pocket dimension. And it wasn't done by Meister Portal.
Called it.
Give me a second. A grimoire. Do you remember Grimoire?
Yeah, she was kind of a...
She
didn't really do so well with the rules, so they kicked her out of the... They didn't never let her into the...
Yeah, she made her own.
What do you mean she made her own? There's no way she had that kind of mojo.
She has the mojo now.
You know, she didn't make her own, she took theirs.
Yeah, no, I'm not telling him that yet.
Yeah, I mean... Okay, why?
I'll make my own
adventures. Well, blackjack and hookers.
Short version is... I went to the Twilight Realm.
His eyes grow wide.
Rescue Leo from it, and a few other people, and it was via her help from...
Wait, was Arclight there?
Yes, Arclight we rescued along with...
Sweet!
Tigress and...
She owes me money.
Why are you owing money?
Jeez.
I have a gambling addiction.
Compound interest. Interest.
You know your dad did have a bit of a gambling problem.
Oh,
not
really,
like
honey.
Really bad, but it was to the point where, like, you as a kid, you noticed it.
Yep.
Or teenager, you noticed it.
And so I go into full explanation while we wait for Mortera to show up.
Is he close enough to his mic? He's very far away.
I pulled it away when I went to the bathroom. Sorry. Is this any better?
I could hear you still, but
I do go into full explanation about the Twilight Realm, having met Grimoire and having interactions with the Book of Twilight.
Yeah, that's...
There has to be a better name for it.
The Twilight Tome.
Tome of Twilights.
I like that better.
The Twilight Tome?
No.
Tome of Twilights?
Yeah, Tome of Twilight. Twilight Tome just... it seems a little too short.
And Twilight Town from Kingdom Hearts 2.
Okay, but yeah, so... he says, okay.
I have given up my Bloodhunter abilities. Part of our family lineage.
It's for what happened, it's understandable. I remember I saw your memories.
Yep.
I relived them. I'm sorry. He gives you like some weird advice. You'll have advantage on one saving throw of your choice. That's it. One saving throw of your choice. He gives you a weird piece of advice. It's anyone you pick, but... he says... At that point, the door doesn't knock. You see someone walk through the door.
I get all defensive.
It's Master Mortera.
I get less defensive.
Are you sure you wouldn't walk in from the balcony?
Oh, flying over? He wouldn't have a room with a balcony. It'd be an interior room because it's more defensible.
True.
Actually, he comes up the secret escape hatch you know is in the room, and he's like, I found the way in. You're not so little anymore.
Dad, do you want to explain or you want me to?
I'm going
to
explain it to him. Suffice to say, your son's in a pocket dimension. We got to go save him.
Again.
What do you mean again? Mortaris says, what do you mean again? He says, yeah, I'll explain on the, on the way. All right. You're going to the Hero Forge?
Yes.
Wait, I got it in your memories. Ask Boreal about the last time the Hero Forge activated. If you ask directly, he might have to answer.
Will do.
And Mortaro walks over. He walks over, gives you a pat on the shoulder, and says, "It's been lovely seeing you. I'm gonna go save my son." And you said something about Portal. Is he around still,
Mr. Portal? Yeah.
Yeah. Is he still the stuck-up asshole he always was?
More than likely, yeah. I haven't really seen him.
I'll beat it out of him. All right.
Yep. All right. Leo told me that he fostered him when you disappeared 7 years ago.
Maybe I won't beat it out of him. Maybe I'll just... Damn it, now I owe him. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I can't beat him up now.
You owe everybody stuff today, don't you?
No, he owes me money because he can... He looks at your dad and says, you owe me $100. You're so... No, Mortaro owes him $100. Your dad looks at him and says, you owe me $100. My son can cast sending. Suck it.
More than just sending. Death Ward. And I don't know my fifth levels. Hang on.
Your Death Ward is not popped. And so your
Carl
dad...
Carl Circle. There we go.
Your dad leaves and takes Mortaro, and they're very chipper for the fact that they've lost 7 years of their lives. But, hey, beats dying.
Yeah.
And I think that is a good place for us to end. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. If you could, you know, like, rate us and all that on the Apple Podcast, wherever the hell you listen to us, we appreciate it. If you really enjoy the podcast, you know, hit us up on Patreon, patreon.com/VanderHayden. That's my name. You know, you support this podcast and, you know, the books that spawned it. Those are the big ones. Stay safe out there, buddy, everybody. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.